to The Vibe You're In
with Michael Santana and Will Molina. Welcome to episode 26 episodes. The last episode was a lot of fun.
So thank you,
Charlie, for blessing us again in our show.
Monte de Leon.
So if you love what you've been listening to, hit that subscribe button.
Hit that button.
Because at that point, you'll never miss another episode.
Ever.
So if you actually love what you've been listening to, share it with your friends, colleagues. Thank you so much for the support that we get. Thank you for all the love we get. We really appreciate your support and your feedback, because that just keeps us going and going and going and going.
On and on and on and on.
Today's sponsor is none other than The Rufo, the enchantment room.
Heads.
Froggy'sPartyPad.com. Check them out. Go online. Book a party. You will be amazed at what the owners of Froggy's Party Pad can do for you.
This is the truth.
And our sponsor helps us with our super producer engineer extraordinaire,
Short Fuse.
Short Fuse.
We always start an episode with a drink or two. However, today's a special day. It's 100 degrees outside in New Hampshire.
I'm melting.
Yeah, so for today's drink, we're just going to have good old H2O.
That's what I call.
Yes.
Lots of it. Also, we had an amazing weekend prior to this episode, and I think more H2O was needed. So today, let's cheer to H2O.
Cheers to that.
So today's topic is a good one. It's going to be something that I believe a lot of people will enjoy. Hopefully, the information that we provide is something that you could apply to your everyday life. Today's topic is none other than activating your happiness.
This is the truth. Activate your happiness. Now, this the image that's on there, it's a picture of the sun. Like, we need more of that.
Well, we got plenty of it today.
Dude, it said 100 in my truck.
I know. But it's a good thing. We're not complaining
here. At all.
It's just that when it comes so high like this, we're like, what the?
No, I love it.
Yeah. It's better than having snow on the ground.
Absolutely. So listen, activate your happiness. How do we do that? First of all, happiness is like anything else. It's a choice.
Absolutely.
Right? To have an experience, we have to have the urge to do it. The urge to do anything comes from making the choice to do it, committing, and saying, all right, this is how I want to see it. And it's something that we always forget, but it's like a snap of a finger, a choice. Wait a second. Let me stop and let me say, you know what? I don't want to be angry.
I'm going to choose happiness.
I don't want to be sad. I'm going to choose to be happy. And so that's the number one thing. But how do we do this? We're going to talk about that right now. Raymond Charles Barker says, your mind determines your experience. Your thinking and feeling nature is the cause of your experience. Your thinking and feeling nature is the cause of your experience. And what is cause? Cause is a person or thing that gives rise to an action, a phenomenon, or a condition. In this case, the cause of your experience is you.
Is you.
It's you. You have control over your thinking and your feeling nature. And the only one that can change that 100%, I don't care what anybody says, if they want to point this way or that way, point at yourself.
Always.
Because it's you. You're the one that has to make the decision. You're the one that has to commit to that decision if you want to do anything in your life. And even happiness goes under that category.
Yeah, because I think a lot of people, the cloudiness part of the, well, they cloud their mind thinking that the external will make them happy.
Right.
But how do you enjoy those things if you're not happy yourself, regardless of what these things are? Of course, we know that it's inside of us to feel this way. And once you commit to it, you say to yourself, okay, everything else that's happening outside of me, regardless of good or bad, it's not going to affect me because I chose happiness.
Right. And we talk a lot about stories. So people want to create these stories that, oh, if I marry this person, or if I get this job, or if I buy this car, or, no, it's this house that's going to make me happy.
Sure.
No, it's you. You're 100% the cause of whatever happens to you, and that includes happiness. So if you make happiness a habit, you're going to be more happy. You're going to have more happy moments than not, because it's, we're not saying, hey, you're going to be 100% happy all the time. But the thing is that you got this far through the habits that you were engaged in from a little person. And then you grew up with those habits. But now it's time to change those habits and be more happy than not happy.
We have experiences every day, things that happen in our lives, things that happen in your lives. And if you think of it and you say to yourself, you know what, regardless of what happens in front of me, the things that made me give me a setback, the things that get me upset, if you choose happiness, if you're in that realm of thought and you say, you know what, regardless of what happens, I'm a happy person. I choose happiness. Wouldn't you think that you can get through all these things a lot quicker? Identifying the things that affect you is really being in a happy place.
This is true.
If you're not, well, then they're just going to affect you and you're not going to be able to do the things you want to do. You're not going to want to get up out of bed. You're not going to want to do the activities that you do or go to work or engage with other people. But if you chose happiness, then you can kind of get over the things that come at you that are the stumbling blocks of life.
Right. And happy is a vibe. So it's all about the vibe you're in.
There you go.
So, and we have to understand that our true nature is happiness. Our true nature is health. Our true nature is wealth. It's all the good things. We come from goodness. And we forget that. We forget who we are. We forget our true nature. We forget our true state. Even when you're not feeling well, the way you make yourself well is by concentrating on health and saying, no, you know what? I remember how I was. I remember how I am is really what we should be saying.
Right.
Because that's who we are. And we have to go back to those states. And one of them is going back to the state of happiness, regardless of what's on the outside, regardless of the stories that come at us. I'm not saying that it's easy. It's the hardest work in the world to focus on your vision and say, no, I'm only holding on to this. When there's other things happening that your eyes are fooling you, your ears are fooling you, but don't be fooled. Your true nature is happiness. Now look, understanding your true nature plays a major role in your pursuit of success and happiness. We have to understand this. Once you really get that your thought is a limitless creative power, we have limitless creative power. That means it does not stop. Our thoughts don't stop. But we can have control over what we can think and what we want to think about.
Sure.
And it's you. It's you, how you're responsible for how you think and act. And it's only then, when you realize this, you start to choose wisely and create the life that you really want. You start creating the life by saying, no, I don't want to think, all right, I get it. This thing made me mad. Okay, that's fine. I get it. It's a gauge. I'm at level 5 mad.
Right.
And it's going to make me react or respond this way. Now, put the anger aside and go after the solution. But do it in a high vibe, because that's where you're going to get the real good responses that you want back.
I always measure that by deciding how much energy am I going to exhaust on being upset? How much energy am I going to exhaust on being upset at someone else? How much time am I losing by being angry?
Right.
In reality, it's like,
no,
really?
No, wait, Will. But I'm mad.
Okay, that's great, but you exhaust a lot of energy.
No, but you don't see it. I'm upset.
Yeah, no, it happens all the time. But here's what. Just think of it for a minute. It's okay. I know what happened in front of me is something that irks me, something that really rubs me the wrong way. That's fine. How did I feel before that happened? If you think about how you felt before, hopefully you had a great experience or something in your life happened that you felt like, you know what, this is great that this is happening to me. Go back to that. Go back to what you were focusing on that really got you to that happy place. And then you say to yourself, yeah, I'm mad, but I can get over it.
Right. It's the only way the next thing's going to happen.
That's true.
If not, you're on the side of the road just being mad for no reason at all, or giving life to that anger. Actually, we perpetuate situations and stories by repeating them, by thinking about them, mm-hmm. by acting them out. You know, we have to let it go and keep moving forward to the next phase. And hopefully it's something that's even more happy, because it's all about growth, expansion, and fuller expression. So Here's what many people don't know and understand, and some people forget. The words, are we ready?
I am.
I am. The words I am activate any words that follow I am. That makes sense?
That makes sense to me.
So anything that you say after I am responsible, I am resilient, I am resourceful, I am purposeful, I am great, I am amazing, I am awesome. These are positive words that if you repeat, you will end up being those things. There's on the other side of this, people say things like, I am, and they follow it with broke,
clumsy,
sick, annoyed, angry. Oh, man. You can go on and on and on. So these things that you're saying will follow you. Either you have something, the goodness following you, or you have the other side of that following you, which is the not so good.
Right.
We have to be careful with these words. These are the activating words of the universe. Anything that follows I am will absolutely follow you. There's a great video online, and it's from Rock Thomas. And his story is amazing. His father used to be abusive to him.
Okay.
He was abusive in a, how can I say?
Verbal.
Mentally abusive.
Okay.
He used to say, you want anything out of life, you got to work hard. I don't have time to play with you. Even as a little kid,
little boy,
all the way till he was older, he was never felt that his father was proud of him in any shape or form. And so he took that into adulthood. And then it wasn't until he found a mentor in real estate that told him, oh, I know what's up with you. You have a self-limiting beliefs and you are hard on yourself. And so he taught him the power of I am.
Wow.
And so Rock Thomas turned around and as a little rookie in real estate, turned that around by saying positive affirmations that started with I am. He ended up being number one salesman in his area, mm-hmm. number one salesman in his region. He went back and bought that company and then bought more company. He became Rock Thomas. And so it's an amazing story.
That's powerful.
If you Google it, it's Rock Thomas, the words that follow I am follow you.
That's his quote.
And it's an amazing story. And so shout out to Rock Thomas because he's absolutely right. This goes way back thousands of years. People have known this, sages and anybody else that you want to think about have always said, I am are the activating words in the universe. Now, we're going to read something here, and it came from Sandy Gallagher, from Procter & Gallagher. We have been studying with them for years now, and they are awesome. And I found this, and I think that it's powerful. Will, you agree?
I do.
We went through this with in the focus group. Shout out to the focus group. And it's be careful what you ask for. So words have creative power, so you must be careful how you use them. If you use them the right way, they can be very helpful. But use the wrong way, they can harm or even kill you. Can you imagine that?
They can slow you down.
They can.
I mean, they can slow you down from the things you want to accomplish.
Absolutely. And we say it all the time. It's that your thoughts are powerful, but the words are the embodiment of thoughts. And they get that much more powerful when you say them out loud. So you have to be careful when
you start believing them.
Absolutely, 100%. And the words I am are the two of the most powerful words you can ever speak because whatever follows them will eventually follow you. Right? Mm-hmm. When you say, I am so clumsy, for example, what happens?
You start tripping everywhere. What's the truth?
You start tripping everywhere.
But here's the thing. When people trip or fall, they say, wow, I'm so clumsy.
Look at that.
So they say,
affirm it.
They're affirming it already instead of saying, I don't know. I need to be a little more careful.
Yeah.
Just start there and then say, you know, yeah.
I am graceful.
I am graceful.
Something like that. You're right. People say, I am so old. And then what happens?
You know what happens. You look in the mirror and there's a bunch of wrinkles out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Because they feel it. They're saying it. They're attracting that. They're calling it to them. Whatever the words that follow, I am will follow
Just
you.
Think of that. If you say, I feel young or I am young, regardless of what your age is, there's something internal. That word creates a feeling, in essence, that, you know what? You have a good backbone, you're ready to go, and you don't feel like, you know, of course, we all get older. There's no denying that. But how many people are older and feel young? You can tell that they believe that happiness is where they are, and that's the reason why their life is prolonged. They feel great. So that's really key there.
It's true. And they age gracefully because they're saying, like, I am young at heart.
I am young at
Something
heart.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So I am overweight. What happens when you say things like that?
You'll never get over the hump. No, you won't.
Literally?
Well, I don't know. I don't want to put it that way, but it's so true. You'll never see yourself in a different light.
Yeah.
Regardless of where you are, if you just say, I am fit.
There you go.
Wow. What's your focus there? You're saying to yourself, I am fit. Regardless of where you are in your exercise world, saying those things is going to get you to where you want to go. You're exactly. Calling it out to the universe.
Here's a good one. I am 100% physically fit from head to toe. Say that over and over again. Right?
Yeah.
It's much better than I am overweight. Whatever you follow, I am with, you're opening the door and permitting it to be in your life. Now, here's the good news. What's the good news, Mr. Will Molina?
The good news is you get to choose what follows the I am.
You get to choose. It's a decision. And then you commit to that decision to say, you know what? I'm going to make I am followed by positive affirmations a habit rather than get up in the morning and say, oh, I'm so tired.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm this. Oh, I'm that. You get rid of that and you make it a habit of saying, no, I am. Anytime I say I am, I know those activate. Those are the activating words of the universe, the command words of the universe.
A big one that people say is, oh, my, I have a long day. The day hasn't even started. I have a long day. How about I'm having a great day? I will have a great day. Oh, my day is great.
Right.
Already, I woke up. I'm alive. Right. I have the ability to do the things that are on my calendar. You know, my calendar is full from top to bottom. Man, enjoy that. But people don't see it that way. They look at the other side, the negative side of it.
Right. A good affirmation for that would be, and I love this one, is I am making it an awesome day. I get up, I am making it an awesome day.
Right, regardless.
Because you have the power to do that, you know? So what's coming out of your mouth all day? The power of I am is at work all through the day. Unfortunately, many times we wield this power against ourselves because we don't realize how it's affecting our future. When we wake up in the morning, we say,
I am so tired.
Oh, man, and this is opening up your eyes. I'm so tired. Which means that now you don't even want to get up.
Right.
You want to go back and take a nap after you just were sleeping for 8 hours. We get caught in traffic and grump and then say what?
I am so unlucky.
And stuff like that, right? Or curse words and whatever that
right.
follows
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. Especially in traffic.
Exactly. When we think about going for our dreams, we think things like, I'm not worthy, I'm too old, and then the worst one being something like,
I am broke.
That is the worst thing anybody can say.
Yeah.
You know, these are the words that will eventually follow you. If we see somebody who is doing something that we really like to do, we mutter, well, that's not for me because I'm not good enough.
Yeah, and that's not good.
That's not a good thing. You have to be, you know, I am confident. You know, anything that someone else is doing, you automatically can do that. Now, I'm not saying, you know, go ski jump off a hill without taking lessons. What I'm saying is that most likely anything that you see somebody successful doing, you can do it as well. So you just have to say, that means me too. And then
right.
keep going on with your life. It might not even be something you want to do, but don't ever limit yourself by thinking, I can't do that. And when we drift off to sleep at night and we think, I'm not looking forward to going to work tomorrow. People do that.
They do it all the time. Question now becomes, I am ready to go to work tomorrow. Oh, I am ready for a new chapter in my life. Oh, I am ready for a new career. Oh, I am going to be whatever that follows. If you don't like what you're doing now, then say to yourself, I am going to be, and just leave it up to you. I'm going to leave it all to you, what you want to be. I am something, but not I am the negative.
Right.
I am going to. I'm going to quit my job.
I quit.
Great. That's fine.
I quit.
Because I am going to be this. And so I think that's what it comes down to. The minute you start saying that the night before, change needs to happen. And so don't, you know, like we talked earlier episodes, don't be fearful of change.
Right.
Because you've already said it to yourself. You don't like where you are. Well, guess what? You're the only one that has the power to change it.
Right. And then the fact that your day starts the night before.
Right.
So you actually should be setting it up for success by writing your goals down, writing your tasks down, and seeing it the way you want to see it, and seeing it with a high vibe, like tomorrow's going to be awesome, regardless of whatever, especially if it's something you don't want to do. We should be doing the things that we don't want to do first. And I'll tell you from experience, it's not easy. It's not easy. You wake up knowing I'm going to do the thing that I don't like to do first to get it out of the way.
Right.
Because once that's out of the way, what everything else is not as challenging. So you want to do those things that you don't like to do them first. But don't go to bed saying, oh, my God, tomorrow I can't. You know, that's you're setting yourself up to lose.
Yeah. I mean, you could go through the day saying a couple of things like, I am blessed. No, blessings are going to pursue you. I am deserving of the best. Abundance will follow you. I am healthy. Strength tracks you down. Think of those words for a minute, how we just twisted them to things that are positive, things that are going to be enlightening to you. And you know what? The things will happen. They will come to you. Try it. If it doesn't work, send us an email at thevibeherein@gmail.com. We'll respond. But just try it.
It's true. I mean, This is the part, you know, people say, oh, that's easy. They're saying, oh, yeah, if I just switch this over to a positive, then my life is going to, your life absolutely is going to change.
Absolutely.
Because what we're trying to tell you is that it's one force. It's one energy. And that energy, you can use it for either the good way or the bad way. It's up to you. Either you're using it in a positive manner or you're using it in a negative manner, but you're using it against yourself and eventually you're using it against anyone that's around you.
If you keep using the negative, okay, let's go back there for a minute. You keep using it, and that's the words that you always use, and you've never tried the other side. Well, how do you know if it's not going to work? Try it.
Try it.
Just try it one day, 2 days, and you'll see the difference. But certainly it's an energy that you're going to create for yourself that's going to bring the positivity that you're looking for.
And that is the truth.
Yeah.
Listen, the I ams coming out of your mouth will bring either success or failure, joy or despair, riches or poverty. And that's really important to understand. Mm-hmm. It's going to bring you one thing or the other, but it's the same power. You're using it. When you learn how to harness the power of these two simple words, you're going to discover unique abilities and advantages you will never knew you had. Like Will Molina just said, try it out and then let us know how it works out for you.
It does.
You know, Jim Rohn says, if you don't like how things are, change it. You're not a tree. You can change. Think about that. Minerals can't change. Trees can't change. They change because they have their changes built in them and they're just growing all the time. But we have the power to change to whatever we want to change to. And this is the power. This is what we're saying. You can change using the words I am wisely. Wisely, because I'll tell you, and this is where we're going to go into the matrix. You ready?
Here we go.
Before you had your name, before you chose that character that you're playing right now, your name is and was activated with I am, meaning you always were and you always will be. You are a person that's right now.
Regardless of what your name
you
is.
Just are. You're neither negative nor positive. It's mm-hmm. just how you use it. So choose those words wisely because they have power. Now, we go on and say so.
Okay.
Don't just think good things about yourself. Say them.
Take
a declaration gives life to your thoughts and beliefs. That's a declaration. That means can you hear the words that are coming out of my
mouth?
That thing right there.
Well, it's reaffirming what you hear too. You practice that you read or you listen to the things that you want to happen for you. So you record them and you hear yourself. It's creating an affirmation based on the words and actually listening to yourself, saying it to yourself. And so if you use this example, say it, hear it, believe it.
Right. And it's a science. So what you're hearing is frequencies.
Mm-hmm.
So you're giving your thoughts, you're putting frequencies into them, even though the thoughts have frequencies. You're putting them into words, which are vibrating frequencies, which become like mantras. And then you hear them. And those vibrations over and over and over again, the repetition of it, is what makes you focus on it even more. Because, again, it's the hardest work in the world. We don't do it because the universe needs us to do it. We do it because it's the hardest work in the world.
Absolutely.
We have to go into these situations that we're in, into, you know, I mean, think about real estate. Think about anything. You know, you're surrounded by other people who might not be thinking like you. So we have to go into these places understanding that we need to focus on our truths no matter where we are because it is the hardest work in the world.
It is.
So we have to think things like, I am prosperous. right? Thinking how I am prosperous is a wonderful.
But saying it.
But saying it is more powerful, and it takes attraction to the next level. Now, this is according to Sandy Gallagher, who wrote this little piece here. If you're going to live your dream, overcome an obstacle, or achieve a goal that previously scared you, start declaring it. That's when you really start to pull money, ideas, and opportunities to you. Will Molina.
I like that.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's what? No matter what goal you're trying to achieve.
No matter what troubles you're facing.
No matter who says you're not good enough or smart enough.
You can rise to the level of your desires by using the words I am in a positive way.
Remember that. I am followed by positive words. So the more important thing, and one of the last things we're going to talk about, who are you lifting, right? Because it's not about just about us. We're centers of distribution.
Mm-hmm.
We are, our minds are a center of divine operation. And this is the truth. Our minds are a center of divine operation. We open ourselves up and we say, you know what? And we say this a lot here. I'm going to let go and let God. This trouble and these things that sometimes that come at us, and we say, I'm going to, some people just go into stillness. Some people go take a shower. Some people take a nap. And during that time, the answers come to you.
Sure.
Right? But who are we lifting? It's important to understand that we are lifting other people as well.
Not just yourself.
Not just yourself, okay. Because this is what we're here for. We're here to circulate, right? Circulate. We circulate money. We circulate love. We circulate in relationships. We're doing this all the time, whether it's a business relationship or a relationship at home. But we're not doing all these things just for ourselves, because it doesn't work that way. And we've talked about this. You know, for the dollar to have a value, it has to be circulated.
Sure.
Or else it's just a piece of paper on the table. We've said this a few times now.
Yeah, but by committing to these things, you are influencing others.
Right.
And so as you're working yourself through these things and understanding, using these words in a positive light, you're influencing others. They see it in you. The glow comes out that, people start noticing it, and you influence them as well.
Right.
Regardless of who they are. It could be, of course, your spouse or a friend or, in the business world. The more you create these positive images or the more you believe in these positive things, I guarantee you it's going to affect others in a better way.
Right. And you're helping them.
And you're helping them at the same time.
And then you're helping yourself.
Right.
And then you rise. And as you rise, they rise. And it just keeps going. Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful thing. And then as they rise, they start helping other people that needed it as well. So it keeps going. It's just a law of circulation. It keeps going and going and going. So understanding the power of I am and using it in your favor can create miracles in your life. But I'm going to let you in on a secret. And this is what we're talking about. While it's fantastic to receive a miracle, there's no greater feeling than to become a miracle for others. Many people are desperate for a break in finding a job, a smile, a hug, or a few encouraging words. You can be the answer, the help, the solution they need. As you become happier, healthier, and wealthier, like you were saying, Mr. Will Molina, through the proper use of I am, you will be able to lift more people. Whether it's lifting someone's spirits with a smile or a hug, opening the door to an opportunity for a stranger, or helping a friend cross the finish line, you will be able to serve others. And your destiny is connected to helping others. So go out each day with this attitude. You ready?
I am a miracle waiting to happen.
Can you say that again?
I am a miracle waiting to happen.
Please use this affirmation. I am a miracle waiting to happen. Get up in the morning and say that as you're going out your door. I am a miracle waiting to happen. If you will live this way, your light is going to break forth like the dawn, and you will be blessed many times over.
Breaking through. Michael, do you hear that?
I do.
It's the restaurant
of the week.
And for this week, we have a pizza shop that we both love. Place is called Anchor Stone Deck Pizza out of Newburyport, Massachusetts.
Yes, yes, y'all.
So what's good about Anchor Pizza, and this is something that they've written in their website, it says, our mission is to make delicious artisan pizza from the highest quality, freshest, locally sourced ingredients.
And they're family owned.
And they're family owned, which is great. So they pride themselves on, using local product. The pizza menu is actually very interesting because there's an array of things that you can choose from. They have a pulled pork pizza that's really good.
Yes.
I am a big fan of their pepperoni pizza. And so that's kind of what I get when I want pizza and I want to have local pizza. During the shutdown, they obviously was all takeout, but they still do have their outdoor seating up front. And they actually have seating up on the high level of their place. Michael, what are your favorite pizzas there?
You know, I like their good old cheese pizza. You know why? Because they have the real cheese on the pizza. Not that gooey crap. Oily, I don't know what's sliding off this bread type of pizza. Right. They have fresh cheese. And today, I know it was hot, but I had it, you know, in air conditioning after I had it. I grabbed it, and it was the summer squash with spinach.
Wow.
Oh, my God. It was so good. Roasted summer squash on fresh, hot pizza. It was just so delicious.
Wow. They have one called, which I've had once, and it was pretty good. It's called a Basin Burrito. It's a white pizza, no sauce, with cheddar jack.
I love white seasoned pizza.
Seasoned beef, black beans, corn, sour cream, and lettuce.
Wow.
So I think that on the last end of it, they put some of these ingredients, these fresh ingredients, right after it comes off the oven.
Yeah.
So it stays crispy on top, and it has that, you know, nice, warm feeling where the actual pizza is made.
Right. And you know what I like the best? That you live right up the street from it, so we get to walk down. And I'm like, I couldn't be Will. I'd be like 300 pounds right now.
Yeah, I have to pick and choose my battles when it comes to pizza, because I could have it every day. Yeah. But certainly, this is one of the places, and Newburyport is interesting because there's a lot of pizza places there. It's a full pizza war. But certainly, this is the one I go to often. And not just pizza. They have oven roasted wings if you want to have some wings as well. They make a homemade lasagna, homemade raviolis, and then they have salads as well to complement the pizza.
Nice.
So thank you, Anchor Stone Deck Pizza, for being the restaurant of the week.
OMG. Oh, yes, yes, y'all. And you don't stop. Until
delicious.
And you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all. And you don't stop.
Delicious.
Yo, they gotta be the sure shot. Yes, yes, y'all. And you don't stop. Until the beat, y'all. And you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all.
So back to our topic. Let's break it down so that folks could just, you know, create this happiness, live in happiness.
And make this a habit of saying, I am, and followed by positive things.
Correct.
And now that we've spoken about this, right, we should be able to put it to use. And how can we practice this? What can we do to help make this a habit? And one of the things we can do, right, is start creating a list.
Sure. See it in front of you.
Right. And a list of affirmations in the morning. So anything that follows I am follows you. We already know this. The way we've been taught is to say, I am so happy and grateful now that, and then you add whatever that is that you want to, you know, achieve or do.
Now that I'm up.
Right.
And now that I'm alive.
But anything that you, and it doesn't have to be, you know, I am so happy and grateful, which is a great way to start affirmations, but it can be just I am, knowing that anything that follows I am will follow you.
Right.
So create a list of I am statements and affirmations. And if you haven't done it, start today. Since we constantly talk to ourselves, creating I am statements is a very powerful exercise. If you are struggling with something, you feel off, or you're having a hard time breaking through a terror barrier, and we've spoken about terror barriers and what they are. And if you don't, we'll give you a quick rundown. You've set yourself a goal.
Right.
And now you're reaching that point where you see the thing come into fruition. You start seeing it manifest. And the terror barrier kicks in because you're like, this is going to happen.
What am I going to do?
Do I really want this now? I've been asking for this.
I've been working towards it. Now it's actually going
to
happen.
And I can't believe it. This is about to change my life. Do I need this change? So this is the terror barrier kicking in. This is all the paradigms and all your old habits trying to pull you back down, saying, no, it's safer and more comfortable down here. Stay with us. So what you want to do is you want to create I am affirmations, even those through those times.
Mm-hmm.
So you can often turn your feelings and your actions around with a review of some of your positive I am statements. Read over the declarations every day. This means every single day. Do it often.
Or be consistent too.
Be consistent. Do it often. Commit to it. You want to get them down in your spirit, and you want to meditate on them. Your declarations may not all be your reality right now. Then it's not like you, what you're seeing right now, but we're always saying, don't let your five senses fool you.
Right.
It might not be what you're seeing right now, but as you continue to speak them, you'll breathe life into them, and then they will become so. That's a guarantee. What you focus on expands. And Sandy Gallagher ends it with tomorrow and better. Thank you, Sandy Gallagher, for that article.
Yes, that's right.
It was very helpful and amazing, and we hope that it was helpful for you guys.
Absolutely.
Tony Robbins says, our entire life changes in a moment.
Thank you, Tony Robbins.
And that is snap of a finger.
Get it done.
It's a decision. You know, happiness is not a destination. It's a way of life. And you know who said that?
I didn't know that.
The quote, master of the universe.
Unknown.
Now, if you want some really good affirmations or something that's like very powerful to me, these are like over the top.
Mm-hmm.
But Og Mandino, who was Buffini's mentor.
That's right.
He says things like this. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
I am nature's greatest miracle. Since the beginning of time, never has there been another with my heart, my eyes, my ears, my hands, my hair, my mouth. None that came before, none that live today, and none that can come tomorrow can walk and talk and move and think exactly like me. I am a unique creature. Now you tell me. That's
wow.
A pretty powerful affirmation.
It is.
You know, and these are the things, this is how he used to do it. I am a lion, and I refuse to talk, to walk, to sleep with the sheep. The slaughterhouse of failure is not my destiny. I am a lion.
I am a lion.
Og Mandino.
He also said, I am here for a purpose, and that purpose is to grow into a mountain, not shrink into a grain of sand.
He didn't play around.
No. He knew who he was.
You know, but this is just goes to show you, it doesn't have to, it can be simple, or you can go crazy like Og Mandino.
It can be complex, followed by
whatever that is,
mm-hmm.
whatever it is that you want to be, you know? And we always say that when we talk about goals, when we talk about where people want to be in their lives, some people are like, you know, I'm good right now, you know, but you always want to be growing. You always want to be thinking about growth. You want to be always like allow that energy to be, you know, it's for fuller expression of yourself,
sure.
and who you possibly can be. It doesn't have to be all this crazy stuff, but you can be like the world's greatest, I don't know, pie maker, you know, and you're making them in your house and you're making them for your family. But, you know, you don't want to be sitting around saying, I wish I was the world's greatest pie maker. Not that the whole world's going to know it, but somebody's going to get joy out of it.
Of course.
So you want to do things like that, and you want to. I am followed by the world's greatest pie maker. Whatever, you know what I mean. It doesn't have to be this crazy thing, but as long as you're growing, as long as you're allowing yourself, you know, to have that, to be that vehicle for fuller expression. This is what we're talking about. So that you're not living your life like but you're living, and you're happy because you have the choice to say, "I am happy." Just like you have a choice to say, I am angry. Choose happy.
The energy is better when you live in happiness.
It's all about the vibe you're in.
The energy is terrible when you live in a situation where you're just angry at everything else.
You know what it is? That either one, the happy or the angry, is contagious.
Right.
So you and what you give out, you get back.
This is true.
So put out the happiness. You get the happiness back. Today's tip, embrace morning affirmations.
So true.
And write them down. Make them powerful.
Start your day right.
Make them right. You know, do the right thing. Stephen Covey, I am a product of my decisions.
Couldn't have said any better.
Right? At the end of the day, this is what we're talking about. I am a product of my decisions, not my mom is a product. Or wait a second. Or I am not a product of my mom's decisions.
Right.
I am not a product of my dad's decisions or my spouse's decisions of my children's or my boss or whoever. I am a product of my own decisions, the ones that I've committed to, whether they're good or whether they're bad. So this is what we wanted to say today. Take I am and realize they're the activating words of the universe, the command, two command words of the universe. And anything that follows I am will absolutely follow you.
So if you love this episode, hit that subscribe button.
Hit that button.
So you do not miss another episode. Thank you so much again for the support. All the folks that send us love. Don't forget to review our show. And if this show serves you, please share it with someone you love or someone you think that will need what we have to say to you. Thank you to our sponsor, The Rufo.
The Enchantment Room at Froggy's Party Pad. And you can reach them at froggyspartypad.com.
And because of Froggy's Party Pad, we have our super producer engineer extraordinaire,
Short Fuse,
his thing. Thank you, Short Fuse. And as we always say, we are over.
And...
I feel it inside.